You're holding the Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Here we finished the last Gemara up to the Mishnah. So the last time I saw it again before the Mishnah, why you say, I did the Kabbalah in the Mishnah Sefer, since the Sefer wants to say, Sadi Achuzo, to be Yisrael, do Mishkachas Lo, go to the Chogel and Mishkachas Lo. You don't find this by a Goy. Why not? To love B'nai Achuzo Minu, because by Goyim they're not B'nai Achuzo. So it doesn't mean to say that a Goy doesn't have a Yerusha. That's a Gemara Kedushin that says that a Goy has a Yerusha Mediraisa. But Lav Bnei Achuzo, Rashi says, Din Sadei Achuzo, Shiei Pordeyu Bechamishim Shekel Kesed, it can be Pordeyu with 50 Shkolim. Ela B'shav, rather by a Goy, you have to be Pordeyu it according to the value of the Karko. And Rashi said, the Lav Bnei Achuzo Be'eretz Yisroel Ninu, because Goyim doesn't have any Achuzo in Eretz Yisroel itself. That's the Gemara says, therefore the Mishnah says the whole case is by Yisrael. It even says the case that Echad Sherechis Anosha B'Yisrael V'Yasakuyisha B'Yisrael does not want to say a Goy, even though it could be Goyimah in the Parsha of Erechim. But since the next Mishnah talks about B'nei Asadei Achuzah, and Shtei Achuzah does not apply to a Goy, therefore the Mishnah does not talk about a Goy. The Mishnah says by the law of stay achuzah, there are certain times you could be mekel and certain times there are chumras. What does that mean to say? What's going to be hamaktish becholas hamochus? Somebody's maktish is field by mochus by mecholas hamochus. It's actually a different shot. Shot much one shot that means a field right around the city. It's not so choshek because everybody walks around there, so it's not worth that much that field. And the Yechod HaMaktish B'Pardisois, if somebody is Maktish a field in Pardisois Sabasti, which is a very good orchard field, Rachi says, a Rekrom, a good vine field that's worth a lot of money. So both of these fields, even though one is worth, let's say, $100, one is worth $1,000, still the Halacha is Noisein Zera Choymer Soirim B'Chamishim Shekel Kesef. There's a special kula the Torah says about if you are Maktish a Stei Achuzah, means if you are Maktish a field that you yashin from your father, so no matter how much it's worth, you have a right to be paid to it according to this cheshbin of the Zera Choy Mesorim. That means how much a land it takes you to plant a Choyma, which is a kool full of sorim barley wheat, which really this comes out to be a land of 75,000 amis by 75,000 amas. It's a very big space of land. That's it's a base kur, which is 30 sol. So this big piece of land, you could redeem it b'chamishim shekel kesef with 50 shkolim. That's a kula hatera. Therefore, it's a kula nechumra. Certain times your maktish field is worth less than that. Still, when you pay for it, you have to pay this much. And certain times your maktish usually a field that's worth much more than this. So that's called a kula. You could redeem it at this cheaper price. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, with the Sada Mikna, let's say a field, not that you yashin from your father, but just a field that you bought, that's called the Sada Mikna, then Noisin Ashaviv. If you're Maktish it and you want to redeem it, so there's no Kula, you have to redeem it according to how much it's worth. We have the Lezer, the Lezer says, no, Echad Stay Mikna, whether you bought this field and then you are Maktish it, the Yechad Stay Achuzah, whether it's a field that you yashin from your father. In both halachas of Lezer holds, you have a right to redeem it with this kula of chaymer sirim for chamishim shekel kesef. If so, the Mishnah has a question of leather, ma bein stei achuzah stei mikna. What's the difference between the two of them? The answer is she b'stei achuzah. When you mark this, you feel that you yashin, it's your field from your father. Who knows saying chaymish? When you redeem it, the owner redeems it. He has to pay an extra fifth. Well, we saw the mikna, but if you mark this, you feel that you bought, and then you yourself are paid to it back, is then a nice chaymish. You don't have to hear an extra chaymish, according to a blesser, you don't have to hear the chaymish. Because this halacha to pay back one, to pay back 50, is even for somebody else also. See it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Afuna, Hekdish Sada Malayim, and this is Maktish a field full of trees. So Kishu Poyda, when you want to redeem it, buy it back off Hekdish, Poydi lones b'shavim, you have to redeem the trees according to the value of the trees. V'choizu poyd the karka, and then you redeem the karka, the value of the karka, with this kulam of a base zera choymer sorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. This field that takes you to plant a choymer of sorim, you have a right to redeem with 50 shkolim. That's what Rav Huna says. Salma, what do we see according to Rav Huna? Alma, we see Ksav Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that Odom Maktish Bayayin Yofa Maktish. Somebody's Maktish a field Hegdish, he's Maktish Bayayin Yofa with a good eye. Rashi says, meaning to say he wants to be Maktish the trees by itself and the karka by itself. And not, if you be stingy, you want to be Maktish them together, so that when you want to be part of them, you can part even the trees with the same amount of Chamishim Shkolim. So since you have an eye in Yofa, means you want to be marked separately, the tree separately, and the ground and the karka separately. That's what Rav Huna holds. And this the Gemara says, Eisvei, I have a question. Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman has a question to Rav Huna. It says, Alocha, that Echrod HaMaktish, it says in the Mishnah, Echrod HaMaktish B'chulis HaMachus, where the Maktish field that's right around, Mecholis means around the city, that's not worth so much. Even if you make this shakaka that has a lot of orchard, vines, has trees in it. Both cases it says, you have right to redeem it with 50 shkolim. So even though it has trees, you make this to trees, still you could be paid there, even the trees with the chamishim shekel kesef. So it's kasha nefuna. So the man says, no, omalei, ruya la padisas kamina. Mishnah just needs to say it was a good field that it was fit to plant vines there, but not were really vines there yet. Yeah. So I have another question though. It says Bezera, Ein Liela Bezera, only water field that you're going to plant the seeds. Zera Gefanim, what's going to be? You're going to plant the seeds of barley. What's going to be a field that you have of Sadi Gefanim? You have a field of vines, of grapes, or else the sodi kanim, you have a field that you have already reeds growing there, or else the sodi lunas, you have a field that has trees on it already. Is minayin, how do I have to say, also you could redeem them all with this chamishim shekel, tamarayin, the pasuk says, sodi mikomakam. So you have to mash, even though the field has trees, still you could redeem it with 50 shkolim. Somebody said back to him, here also, what it means to say in this Breiser is you have to redeem the karka that you could do with chamishim shkolim, but when you go to redeem the trees, that you have to redeem separately, but according to the value. Rashi says means you have to redeem the trees according to what they're worth, and then karka usada mikomakim. The Kamas, after the Mishnah says, Bryce says, Mikomokim, Leikoyela Karka. It only goes on the Karka, that even though it's good Karka, that you could use for tree, that you have trees on it, or that you have vines on it already, still that Karka could be redeemed with Chamishim Shekel. But the actual trees, you have to be paid according to its worth. So that could be a terrorist to Rav Huna. Asa, I have another question to Rav Huna. It says, Alochom, Hiktish, Shloishilon, somebody was Makdish, three fields, mimata aso in the beso, that these are three trees, right? Someone's marked three trees, that these three trees would be fit, planted nicely, that 10 of these trees would fit up the beso. Meaning to say, that's the way you plant trees, that you plan to keep them there. Because if you have them closer together or too far away, we say for sure you have to uproot them and plant them someplace else. But if they're spread out, that 10 trees like this could fit into a beso, that's to how much you plan to leave it there, and then we say the karka in between is necessary for the trees. So if somebody's makdish these three trees that are planted in the right space, so lochur is a reza hekdish as a karka, v'yesilonish adenayim. He's like makdish who are in the trees, the karka, and even if there are small trees in between, they're all hekdish. Now, kishu poydu, when he goes to redeem, he wants to buy back of hekdish, he has a right to pay only 50 shkolim. So Pasha Smash, even for the trees also, he only has to pay 50 shkolim, and he gets it all back. What's going to be Pochus Mikan? Let's say the trees were closer together. Or Pochus Mikan is in between the Pochus and Matasol and Beisom. They're planted less than 10. Or Yester Rakein, or they're planted too close together, like you have more than 10. So then we don't say that these trees plan to stay where they are. Or else in the case, Shekdisha and Bezeach Azer, where you makdish first one tree, then you makdish another tree, zechazer. In all these cases, lo hikdish, lo yesakak, you did not mean to makdish the kark in between. For lo yesilon shavrei, not the trees in between. Then you only mean to be makdish just the tree itself. Because this tree is not aimed to stay in this kark. So therefore, you only meant to be makdish the tree, not the kark itself. For lo yoid, not only this. Rashi said that Mizvloy Eilu Bavad Niftim B'Shevayim Sheini Moim Hegdish Karka Klal. Not only these cases now, when you want to be paid back these trees, like you have to pay the value of the tree because there's no karka involved. Elo Afilu Hegdish Ilu Noisov. Even if you makdish the trees of a field, and V'Yachaka Hegdish Karka, then later you will makdish the field of that tree. Kishu Poydu, when you go to redeem it back, Poydu Silonis B'Shevayim. You have to redeem the trees according to its value. Then you can redeem the kark according to its cheshbon of 50 shkolim. Yeah. Then you makdish the kark. The ikol neima lifer koagav aryo. If you look, he hoye v'loy kitchu yach. Since you didn't do it together, the point of the lones by itself, and then this. So Chur Rashi says that Tiyuf Tavu Afunim Ereisho Teichah Begdishin Yachad Nifka Maga Kark. It says if you put them together, if you makdish them together, then you could redeem them all together. It says here Hikdish Sholosh Yilonis. So it says a razor Hikdish as a kark with Yilonis Abinayim. And Kishu Poida, it says you put the base of Chamishon Mechamishon Chavakasif Mashma, that when you makdish the three trees with the ground in between, so when you want to be paid with it, you can paid with it all together. Not like the Funa. Funa says you can be paid to them, you have to do separately the trees according to its value and the kark according to Chamishim Shekel. So Mo says, Vechita, maybe you want to answer me here also, Achinam here also, paid to Vechoyz were paid. No, it means also when you makdish the trees with the ground, when you want to redeem it, only the ground is with Chamishim Shekel. But maybe the trees have its own value. Yeah. Vechita, Achinam, he paid to Vechoyz were paid. So Mo says, no. Me the sefer, since the sefer this bright says clearly that poida v'chayzer poida, that's when you makdish it separately. Yeah, is mechlal the ratio we did it together. Loi, it does not mean to be poida with separately. We can poida it all together. So it's a kasha and Rav Huna. So my answer is I'll tell you next time. This last price, elu hamani Reb Shimon. The last price goes according to Reb Shimon Shita. The Yom Reb Shimon holds. Makdish b'yayin ro makdish anechnam. If some of this makdish to hegdish, he's makdish with a bit eye, meaning to say he does it the best way for himself. So when he's makdish these three trees with the kark in between, he means to be makdish it all together, and therefore he has a right to redeem it also all together. Zalman Rufun the Taka says you have to redeem each one separately, because he says when you makdish you do it b'yayin yofer. But this b'yayin anechnam goes according to Reb Shimon holds. A person's makdish buying raw with a bit eye, what's better for himself only. The tiny would end like this. Ha makdish es hasadeh. Somebody's makdish a field. Hikdish es kula. You mean to makdish everything in the field, even the trees, everything in the field also. We have Shimon Aymano, loy hikdish elo charuv ha murkav. The sadeh ha shikma. You only mean to makdish only these two types of plants, but not any other tree. So you see, the other trees you mean to keep for yourself. So Rashi says, "I'm Shimon Lehikdish Ilanah Shavay, not Magdish all the other trees in the field. Ela Charuv Hamukh Besadan Hashikma Shehein Sekein, because they're older or Gedolim Miyad, they're very big. The Yanker they nurse Misada from the field. Hegdish Tvei Mishal Lanis. That's what Moran Barbasra says. So Sadan Hashikma Rashi says that Dera Shkamim Lokat Zaysim Veshiglu. But even this plant, the Shkamim, you cut it off." So it should grow bigger. Now, before you cut it, it's called Besula Shikma. And Liachak Tzitza is called Sadin Shikma. Skip, that's the Mishnah means here, Archruv HaMir. That's this Sadin HaShikma. So Sadin HaShikma is called, after you cut it down once, it's called Sadin HaShikma. Or else the Charuv HaMokav means a boxer tree that you're Mokav, you plant, you graft it onto another one. So only those two are your Makdish, but not the other plants, the other trees. To see a makdish buying raw. So therefore it's no stira to Rav Huna. Mor says, let's see. E Rav Shimon, if this brisa goes according to Rav Shimon, then let's see. Amos said, what does the sefer say? For lo yoid, not only this case, אלא אפילו הקדישי לו מייסב, יומקדישי טריז, ויחד כך הקדיש קרקע, כאשר כשהוא פוידה, when you פוידה, פוידה סילונס בשוויים, וכל זה פוידה בי זה וכל מסוים, בחמישה שבע כסף. Since you did it separately, so therefore you can apply it to pride each one separately. The more stress, why? We Rabbi Shimon goes to this part, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shittam, so laser boss of pigeon, which you go boss of shas, at the time when you are redeeming it. At the time when you're redeeming it, since you already makdish both the trees and the karka, you should be able to pride the both according to the 50 shkolim. Yeah, in other words, like Moses says, v'lifriku agabarayu, should be able to be pride to redeem the trees, the same price as the character, the cost of the character. So Hashem, in the Hashem, because here, according to the Hashem and Shittu is, the Yosa Bosa Pidgin, he goes Bosa Pidgin. The time of learn like this. Minayin, how do I know to say, the Rateyach Asadim Yoviv? If somebody buys the field off his father. So it's not a Steyach Uzi yet, you didn't Yashin it, but you bought it, it's called the Asadim Mikna. Vedishan, the son was Makdish, this field that he bought off his father. And then, Biachakach Mesa, then the father died. So, Minayin, how do I know to say, Shetel Lefon of Kistei Achuza, should be considered to you like Kistei Achuza? Meaning to say that when you want to be paid with now, even according to Chomer, the Mishnah, you could pay with the cheaper price of 50 shkolim, even at the time when you were Makdash, it was the same Mikna. Talmudim, the Pesuk says, Im es Stei Miknosei Asher Loi Mistei Achuzosei. Like when you have to pay the Bishavayim, only a Sode Mikna that's not going to be a Stei Achuza. So with Ashen, Sode Shein really a Stei Achuza. Something that's not fit for you to Yashin. But Yotze Sezu goes out this case here, even though you bought it off your father, but truly a Stei Achuza. We know that it's fit for you to Yashin from your father. Therefore, when you pay for it, you have right to redeem it with 50 Shkolim. Diva Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So who according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, you see, you go boss a pidyon. So Bishas pidyon, since at that time the father died already, so it's called the Stei Achuza. So you see, you could redeem it with 50 shkolim. Rabbi Meir says no. This far he doesn't say. He only says, how do I know to say minayin? L'rakeach sodem yoviv, you buy your field off your father, umeis. And the father died first. V'yachakach agdish, and then you makdish the field. So now at the time when you makdish it, really it's a Stei Achuza. So minayin, how do I know to say, shetelefon g'stei achuza, that even though first you bought it, but since your father died already, says mamash is like a Stei Achuza, Talmudim, the Pesuk says, "Him es stei miknosoi, ashaloi mistei achuzosoi." I mean, means a sode shein a sode achuza, a field that's not going to be at all a stei achuza. You don't yashin from your father. But Yotze Sezua goes out this field over here. She stei achuza. The Lamaya said before you were makdish, your father died, so you yashin it already. Now, this is the words of Rabbi Meir. But even Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. But the Yehuda Mishimon, the first ones, dash to know, Afilu Hagdish, even though the son was marked the ship before the father died. So at the time of the Hagdish was only a Stei Mikna. V'yachakach meis av, and then the father dies. So Stei Achuza, it's called the Stei Achuza. And you could redeem it with 50 shkolim. My time, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Imishum Kuravoni, because of the Pasuk itself, Kuravoni could have Meir. How does Rabbi Shimon know to go so far? Maybe it's something like Rabbi Meir says. The case where the father died before the son was makdashit. But maybe if you makdashit first, you wouldn't say it. Who grew the yosa? El alav, isn't it? Mishum, the yosa boss of pigeon. It's a swear. Shimon says, you go boss of pigeon. Or as he learns that from his posseg, you go boss of pigeon. Meaning to say that even though Bashafi or makdashit was a stay mikna, but since now the time when you've been prayed to it, your father died of it, it's called a stay achuza. So you see, according to Shimon, you go boss of Bashaf's pigeon. So it's a kasha of the brayso before was to say if you mark this separately, first the trees and then the karka, when you play the yaki play this separately, why? Go bust the shas pidgin, at that time you already will mark this both. So you should be able to play the both the trees and the fields with the special price of 50 shkolim. So my answer is Amrav Nachum by Yitzchak. I'll tell you like this, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Kro Ashkechu V'Dorish. The pshat is not that they hold in Svori, go bust the pidgin, no. You don't go boss the pidyon, you go boss the shas when you're makdish it. So for the price before, since you're makdish each one separately, you have to be paid each one separately. I, how come Oviri says differently? Oviri dashna is the posik. In Ken, because if the posik only meant Rabbi Meir's Jerusalem, lichta rachmone im es estein mekadosai. Asheloi achuzosai, it's not a stay achuzo. My mistay, what's the special word, mistay? That's a Jewish mashma. When do we say you can't be parted with 50? That's only a stay mikna that's not fit at all to become a stay achuzah. I mean, it's not your father's property. Only if you bought the field of somebody else. But here, Mishim knows, when you bought the field off your father, even though you were makdish it first before your father died, still, Lamaisa, at the time when you were makdish it, was fit for this field to be a stay achuzah for you. Like it's possible your father could die and you die and you would yashin it. So Kitzur here, Mishim knows, a special gzeras akosiv. That's why here, there's lack of a stay achuzah. There could be all over, Mishim does not go bosa b'shas pidyon. So if the Brice before comes out good according to Rabbi Shimon, that the ratio of it is Rabbi Shimon Shita, that you mark the Shabbayin raw, that's why it could be part of the trees and the karka with Chemishim Shkolim. But in the Sefer, when you mark the shit separately, there you have to be part each one separately. Talimor says, Omer Papa, Higdish Tarshin, let's say somebody is Makdish, a field, a stony field that you can't plant there. It's hard, rocky. So, Poitim B'Shavayin, when you want to redeem it off Hegdish, you don't have the cooler 50 shkolim, you have to pay the price. My time, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, Beis Zeram Rachmana, Rani Lab Bnei Zrininu, this stony conquer, you can't plant there. So it doesn't have the cooler redeeming it with 50 shkolim. What's going to be Loi Gualan? Let's say you did not redeem it from Hegdish before Yovel. So Locher is Yotzin B'Yovel. A girl has Locher, regular Locher, Stei Achuzah, but the Locher is when you Makdish, you Stei Achuzah. If you don't redeem it back before Yovel, so by Yovel it goes out to the Kohanim, they have a right to keep it. So my time, what's the reason? This Sodom Tarshin is not a state zero. The answer is, Sodom Rachmana Koldu. And this is the field. The Get Yitzhalach of Yovel, Torah just says a Sodom. So then let's call the Sodom, that if you don't pay to it, it goes back to Kohanim. The Rashi says, Sodom Rachmana. For all your soda, it says to be Yovel. So I said, this is a soda, if it goes out by Yovel. Now, Mocha, what's going to be Mocha Tash? Let's say somebody sold a field, a stony rocky field, you can't plant on it. Slocha is Nikolam Apokos Mishteshonim. You have right to redeem it, to buy it back, even less than 2 years. Even by regular karka, if you sell your karka to your friend, the Pasuk says you don't have a right to buy it back from him, even by force. Unless you wait 2 years, like Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, the Mispar Shtei Tfuas, you have to wait 2 years. But over here, since he sold him a field that's not fit to have Tfuah, you could buy it back in less than 2 years. My time, what's the reason the Gemara says? The Pasuk says, Mispar Shnei Tfuas Am Rachmona. V'hani La B'nei Tfuah Minu. When do you have to wait 2 years? Only a field that gives off produce. But this rocky, stony field doesn't give off produce, you don't have to wait 2 years. What's going to be the Loi Golem? Let's say you did not redeem it. The Locher is Chazeres Lebayim B'Yovel. Still, it comes back to you B'Yovel. This is a case where you were you Mocha, you sold it to somebody else. You're right. So it goes back to Lebayim B'Yovel. My time was the reason. The Shev Yachuzosam Rachmona. Vainam Yachuzi. Lemaisa Tadim Yovel. It goes back to the original owner. So since you have this yashin from your father, even though you sold it, that halacha comes back to you by Yovel. Yeah. Now, what's going to be Hegdish Ilonis? Let's say you are makdish trees. Halacha is poydir b'shaveyim. If you only makdish the tree, so you have to be, if you want to be poydir it, you have to go according to its value. My taima, beizerem rachmon, of lo ilonis, the Torah only says that beizerem is a field that you can plant on. And not trees. Trees don't have the cooler 50 shkolim. What's going to be loy gol? Let's say you did not redeem them back. So ein yotzim lekanim b'yovel. The kanim did not get it by yovel. It doesn't go to the kanim. Why? Because the pasuk says v'hoya ha'sodom rachmona v'lo yilonis. That thing, if you makdish estei achuza, and if you don't redeem it back, goes to kanim. The pasuk only says a soda. And here, there's not called the sod, it's called Ilanis. The Shav Rachuzasar Machmod Lo Ilanis. Omama, what we just said before, Hegdish Ilanis, somebody was Makdish trees, so pray the Bishavay. When you go to redeem it, you have to redeem it with its value. My friend Gemara, Philippish Ragavara, you want me to say it's Hegdish, Agav, the ground itself. and therefore v'livruku agar arayu, you should be able to repoider it with the cheshbon of the character, 50 shkolim. V'chitim, maybe you tell me, no, ilonis agdish ayim ayagdish, the guy only said to magdish the trees. So maybe you only meant to magdish the trees, not the ground. So Moses says, no, it's not true. V'yami nadoi, nadoi says, man de mazvon adik rechav, whoever sells this palm tree to his friend, is koni lei mishifu leviyatoim. He means to sell it in from the palm tree all the way down to the palm is all the ground underneath it also. So who didn't say they should be b'makdish also? You mean to be makdish the whole thing. So why do we say you can't do it to 50 shkolim? It's karka. So Moses says, no, yitma lo, didn't we learn on this? Bebo machmes taino. That's what we sell. If we sell the tree, you mean to sell the ground underneath, that's only because with the taino, Rashi says, she'toina shisko lo shem karka, that the one that bought the tree says clearly to Bezdin, when I bought it, we spoke out, and the Moshe told me, selling me, even the ground also. Then you have right to keep the ground. But if you don't have a taina, and a chanamu, and you stand makdish it, you only mean to be makdish just the tree itself, and not the karka underneath it. But then the Mishnah says, well, it's called the miknois and shavit, that a karka that you bought, when you makdish it, you don't have a cooler 50, you have to go boss with value. Torabon, the Pasuk says the mikhsas. Says the mikhsas. Rashi says, minyan dom of dina shav. It says mikhsas is the exact amount, how much it's worth. So, ma bolam, what the Pasuk come teach us? The fishnem, because this the Pasuk says, zeh rachoy nesorim bechemishim shechel kesev. The Pasuk says, what a cooler that you could redeem a field that you plant a chaym of sorim with 50 shkolim. Yoch, I would have thought to say, at stay mikmekain, even the field that you bought. And now if you makdish it the same thing, on this time lama no mikhsas. The process is mikhsas, that this type of field you have to redeem according to its value, the exact amount. That's a Tana Kama. Reb Lezer Eimanov, Lezer says, Nema Karan V'chishev, says over here, by Stei Achuza V'chishev, the Nema Lala V'chishev, says by Stei Mikna V'chishev, Sama Lala Dovakotsev, Av Kam Dovakotsev, there it says 50 Shkolim. So also Stei Mikna also is Chemishim Shkolim. That's Reb Lezer Shita. That is Zerushova, Vechisha, Vechisha, even the same Mikn, also have Chemishim Shkolim. Now, Ibola, I have a question like this. Rabban, what's wrong with Rabban that they say stay Mikn, you cannot be Poydah with 50? Here's the Pshat, Islek Zerushova, they hold from Zerushova. Just Umafik Le Chemish, they use this Zerushova to say the Chemish. And just like the Chemish applies to Stay Achuza, it applies to stay Mikn also. But do we maybe know, less like Zerushova, less like Chemish? They don't hold from the Gzera Shavuot together, and there's never no din Chemish. Rashi says, Chemish b'stei Achuza, over Makdish Bayis, b'pashas b'chukosa, v'chemish to b'hem at Yit, v'tev ma'isa shen, v'zosam siyav yeh. Right. But b'stei Achuza, it says clearly Yechemish. B'stei Mikta doesn't say, that's the Chash, according to Rabbanim, that they hold the Gzera Shavuot, that could that call upon them, b'stei Mikna needs a Chemish? Or maybe they don't want for the Gzera Shavu together. And maybe even the Stei Mikna does not need a Chaymish either. On the Rava says, Mistab, the Svar should be, less the Gzera Shavu. The Svar should be, they do not hold from the Gzera Shavu together. Why? Midigolav Achimona Chaymish Ka B'Stei Chusin, the Torah says, to pay back the fifth by a Stei Chuzza. The Gavi Maktish Beisei, and also says, if you Maktish your house, is so heavily next to us like two psukim, not blank yechod, and the cloud usually is because next to us blank yechod. I'm learning, can learn out from this. So the Gemara still learned the Malam, you could learn out, so maybe learn out all over. No, me go to Rachmona Chemish by Meister Beimer Torah, with Beimer Temeya. It says also by Meister Beimer also says there that you have to be Meister Bechemish. Actually, the Makdish buys a pasuk because Bechemish. To behemah tameyah, we makdish behemah tameyah, Torah. Or ma'ase sheinu nami yosam ksiv. There's a few other times you have to get back a chaymish. If so, have a little tuba, like a lot of places, and if everybody agrees, vei melamdin. So what it's wrong to say that according to chaymish, you don't have to do this gzera shava. And therefore, you don't have to pay a chaymish by istay mikna. By istay mikna. Verse Tanik of us are being approved to Rava. Tanik was the Rava. For my time, not according to his time, the Tanik went like this. The michsas erkecho. So the exact amount of the Erechin is the occasion across the Erechin. The Pasuk says, Stei Mikta is like Erechin. My Erechin ain't Mesuch, there's no Din Chemish. Stei Mikta ain't Mesuch, there's no Din Chemish by Stei Mikna. זה כלל לכל החומים, there's no din חומש בייסטי מקנה. There's no din חמישים שקולים בייסטי מקנה. הוא עדין, there's no din חומש בייסטי מקנה. So the same הלוך like Revo, just not according to his time. Now the Mishnah says, Bishor ha-mu'ed shemis ha-sevid. Your shor ha-mu'ed kills another Eved Kenani. So also the Hakol Achmir, Kate said, Echad shemis es ha-nosh b'vod. Let's say your shor killed a very nice and expensive Eved. The Yesah Kresher, let's say your shor killed an ugly, an inexpensive Avodim. Reisim shloshim sela. No matter how much it is, you have to pay shloshim sela. And the Dover Kotze, so sometimes the Kula, sometimes the Chumra. Hamas ben Chalitza Yeshua killed a regular person ben Chayrin, the Mason Shodan, you have to pay the main Nizik, and you have to pay the value of the Nizik. What's going to be Chovel Zeb Zeb? Let's say the Shor hits the Yodim and the Odim hits the Shor. So Mason Nezik Shalom, you have to pay Nezik Shalom, and Muad has to pay Nezik Shalom. Here there's no din of Shloshim, but you have to pay Nezik Shalom. Yeah. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.